This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Crowds of worshippers flooded into the Grand Mosque in Niger's capital Friday, hoping their prayers for peace would be answered after West Africa's regional bloc said it had devised a possible plan to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum by force. The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, has given Niger's coup leaders until Sunday to step down and reinstate elected President Mohamed Bazoum. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee has more.
The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, has taken a hard stance on last week's toppling of President Mohamed Bazoum. It's given Niger's coup leaders until Sunday to step down. It's the seventh coup in West and Central Africa since 2020. Western donors have cut support in protest, even though Niger relies on aid for 40% of its budget. Regional countries have imposed economic sanctions that residents say are starting to bite. Late on Thursday, the country's new military junta revoked military cooperation pacts with former colonial power France. France has between 1,000 to 1,500 troops in Niger, helping battle groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. The United States, Germany, and Italy also have troops stationed in Niger.
Ukraine says its sea drones have struck a major Russian port and damaged a warship in an attack that underlined Kyiv's growing capabilities in the Black Sea and becoming an increasingly important battleground in the war. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has this report.
Sources on Friday said the vessel was seriously damaged in the attack at the Russian Navy base of Novorossiysk after Russia said it had fended off the assault. The civilian port, which handles 2% of the world's oil supply and also exports grain, temporarily halted all ship movement.
This is VOA News. A Russian court has convicted imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny of extremism charges and sentenced him to 19 years in prison. Navalny is already serving a 9-year term on a variety of charges that he says were politically motivated. The extremism charges against the politician related to the activities of Navalny's anti-corruption foundation and statements by his top associates. In an interview with Reuters News Service, Navalny's spokeswoman, Kira Yarmish, said Russian authorities are using the sentence to send a message about opposition to Vladimir Putin.
This sentence is not for him. It is for Russian people who witness him and see what is happening to him. Putin is trying to frighten as many Alexei supporters as he can.
The 47-year-old Navalny is President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe and has exposed official corruption and organized major anti-Kremlin protests. South Koreans are shaken after the second stabbing attack in the capital, Seoul, in a matter of days. Police said a man this week went on a stabbing spree after ramming his vehicle into pedestrians, injuring 14. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks has more.
Police say a man on Thursday rammed his car into pedestrians in a town near the capital. He then exited the vehicle and stabbed some people, wounding at least 14. Police confirmed two victims were in critical condition. Media reports described the suspect as a man in his 20s with a delivery job and suffering from mental health issues. The unexplained attack occurred days after another rare stabbing near Sheleom subway station in Seoul, which killed one person and wounded three others. That suspect, a man in his 30s, was arrested at the scene, according to a report by local broadcaster YTN. The motive in that attack was not immediately clear. As South Koreans wait for answers, the two incidents have left the country on edge.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reporting. A U.S. federal appeals court has ruled that the southern state of Mississippi is violating some constitutional voting rights. Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall reports.
In a split decision, a panel of the conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals says Mississippi is violating the U.S. Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment by permanently stripping voting rights from people convicted of some felonies. Mississippi's Secretary of State has been ordered to stop enforcing a provision of the state constitution that disenfranchises people convicted of specific crimes, including murder, forgery, and bigamy. If the ruling stands, tens of thousands of people could regain voting rights, possibly in time for the November 7th general election for governor and other statewide offices. I'm Norman Hall.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.